Bill Cover, who...
This meeting is being recorded.
So in attendance is Bill Cover, who is our treasurer and secretary. He was elected in 2019, and he's up for re-election this year. Jeff Jones, another director who was elected in 2018. John Dashner, who was elected in 2021. And Bruce Utter, who's elected in, also in 2021. And missing today are, who aren't showing up yet, are Andy Rich, who's our vice president, and Dan Crosby, the director. And both of those are up for re-election right now. So. Tyler?
Hi, I'm Tyler Nail. I'm the general manager of Blue Lake Springs Mutual Water Company. I'd like to start by introducing the staff of the water company. On Zoom today is Lee Schmied. She's our administrative operations manager, and she's been with the company for 13 years. Also is Kathy Powell, our accounts manager, and she's been with the water company for 2 years now. Also on Zoom is Tom Schneider, the lead of our LRPC, and our legal counsel, Andrew Vons. And not in attendance today is our field staff, which is William Heinley, or Bill. He's our water master, and he's been with the water company for 14 years. Also is Vince Grimes. He's our assistant water master, and he's been with the company for just over a year now.
Thank you, Tyler. The next item goes to Jeff Jones about our quorum.
Good morning, everyone. As Director of Elections, I'm reporting on whether or not we have a quorum present and the results of the election. The quorum is the minimum number of voting members required to conduct business. And we get this number by subtracting the delinquent accounts from the total number of shareholder accounts. The shareholder total accounts is 2,033. We subtract 70 delinquent accounts, which are not eligible to vote, equals 1,963 eligible votes. 25% of the shareholders are needed for the quorum. Which is 491. As of this morning, we have 356. So we're about 140 short, so we do not have a quorum this morning.
Thank you, Jeff. So my understanding is now this becomes an adjourned meeting, and we cannot conduct any business such as voting of the directors and approving meeting minutes. So our adjourned meeting will be held on July 9th at 9 a.m., just before our July Board of Directors meeting. So the next item would be the approval of minutes, but we cannot do that. Well, that will be next month. So the President's Report, so I didn't introduce myself. I'm Sharon Tobias. I want to say it's been an honor and privilege to serve as President. This was my first year, and what a learning curve I've had. I'd like to recognize Bob McGinnis for all of his support and guidance over the past year as well as previous years. I would like to recognize Tyler for completing his first year as our new General Manager of the Water Company. He's worked very hard to maintain what has been built and to improve the company wherever possible. Whenever I talk with him, he's always planning for the future of the water company, even while dealing with the day-to-day activities, which are very time-consuming in itself. So thank you to Tyler for all of your hard work this year in making this a success.
Thank you.
It was a quiet year for once, no construction after so many years, and we've completed a year of everybody on meters. We started working on installing meters in 2015, so it's nice to finally get an accurate picture of our water use. The Long Range Planning Committee has been meeting several times over the year, and I know Tom will present their report in just a few minutes. I'd like to thank Tom for all he has done for as both the chair of the LRPC and as the former treasurer of the water company. Through Tom's planning and budgeting, we were able to complete our water distribution project, and he did a great job managing that effort over the years. He's also been instrumental in setting up our reserves, evaluating water use and rate structures, developing the asset management plan, and basically forecasting the next phases for the water company. Thank you, Tom, for all you have done to make the water company so successful. And thank you to the rest of the LRPC, who consists of Andy Rich, Jeff Jones, Craig Lutz, Joe Morgan, John Dashner, and Bob McGinnis. So finally, as you know, we are in a drought, so please continue to conserve so that our water supply is maintained through the summer, especially during these upcoming hot months. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Sharon. So throughout 2021, we wrapped up the USDA project, and then we completed the meter installation of every home in Blue Lake Springs. After the completion of the USDA project, we had to update many of our policies and procedures to reflect the new water system, and the field staff did a great job developing new maintenance programs to also reflect the new water system. For the rest of 2022, we'll be completing some of our smaller additional projects that we've been gathering parts for over the last year. These additional projects mostly consist of disconnecting the old main from the new mains. But due to supply constraints, we're going to be holding off on developing BoroCore and the Tank 6 services and mains for this summer. I believe that will be pushed out to probably the summer of 2023. As for the drought, currently Blue Lake Springs Mutual Water is in stage one of our drought action plan, which is a reduction of 10% of your water usage. No watering between 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and no watering forest trees. I'm anticipating that later this summer we'll be going to drought stage two, which is a mandatory 20% reduction in use. Throughout the drought, please be mindful of your excess water use. This can be mitigated by installing a timer on your irrigation systems, by placing a nozzle on the end of your hose, or by simply shutting off your faucet while you're brushing your teeth. For more information regarding our drought stages or how to save water, you can visit blsmwc.com. And lastly, I'd like to thank the Blue Lake Springs Mutual Water staff, Sharon Tobias, Tom Schneider, Andrew Ramos, and all of the board of directors and committee members for guiding me through my first year as GM. It would have been extremely difficult to succeed without all of your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Tyler. Next is our treasurer's report from Bill Cover.
So I just wanted to summarize, since we're not doing any business today, what our account balances are. So we have about $1.54 million in normal bank accounts as of April, at the last day of April. And our reserve account balance is $1.34 million for a total of $2.88 million in cash and reserves. Assets and liabilities, obviously, liability equals equity. A liability and equity equals assets. And total assets for $20.1 million, liabilities $12.1 million, and shareholder equity $7.9 million. And we have about $126,000 $126,837 in balances that are over 90 days, which we're working on to collect. And then the total expenses are about third of the annual budget through April, so that's 4 months. So that's about, we're on track there. So that's kind of the report. The long-range planning committee report will go into, you know, why we have reserve accounts, et cetera, and how we are on. In the short run, we're good, and then Tom will talk about our long-run prospects. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for your time. So, Long Range Planning Committee.
All right. So, a lot of this is kind of repetitive for the board members. It's been charts that have, I'm basically representing that have been presented in previous board meetings. But I just selected a few areas where most of the focus was over the last year to talk about giving an overview on these three areas, the asset management plan database and reserves, determining how we worked with the board and the staff on determining what the 2022 budget and shareholder rates should be or what we recommended and were approved, and then the long-range planning committee reorganization and how that's materialized. So we move to the next chart. So the asset management plan, just as a reminder, reflects time phase total replacement costs, which include all the soft costs of planning, engineering, and contingencies where applicable, based on all the assets estimated end of life. An updated database was completed last September. The plan is to look at the database annually and see if any updates are required. But during that update, it was with myself and Lee, Tyler, and Billy. And so the changes that were made during that review accounted for replacements that were completed during the USDA project, revisions that brought the database current, and applying soft costs only where needed. Originally, soft costs were applied to every asset, and that's not really required. So based on that, the updated replacement cost over a 40-year period is $6,751,198. So back when all this was going on, the long-range planning committee recommended a 40-year funding plan out through 2061. Although the database provides estimates out through 90 years, you know, if you try to put together an accurate estimate over 90 years, many parts change based on newer parts with higher reliability being developed, or changes to our configuration of our water system might occur. And that makes our cost estimates much less accurate. Also, after the 40-year point, the majority of the rest of the replacements, about 78% there, 42 million, are out over 70 years. Those are all the ones that that the USDA project basically just took care of, so that's why they're out so far. At the 40-year point, also, our USDA loan will be paid off, eliminating an annual payment of $427,500. And that can be incorporated into an updated funding plan at that point. The next chart, just we have a much more detailed Excel spreadsheet that provides every asset and their end-of-life replacement costs. It describes the asset, whether it has soft costs associated with it. And as I pass this activity on, Craig Lutz will be the lead in that. I'm going to make sure that he gets the all the files that have been developed that are applicable and a review with myself and Tyler so that he understands the process that we go through. But this shows the cost over that 40-year period how much, based on the end of life of each asset, what the dollar amounts are for each year. And so on the next page, I'll describe a few of the years that where the larger dollar amounts are showing up here. Based on what Tyler said a few minutes ago, this $367,000 this year, it sounds like a good portion of that is probably going to get pushed out, sounded like till maybe 2024. But that's the whole reason for the annual update. A review of the asset management database occurs. You look at all the assets and what years they're showing. See if the assets are still correct and if the years that the replacing takes place is still correct. So that'll be something that will need to be planned later this year. The next page. This shows some of the major replacements. You can see there, you know, the items showing in 2022, you know, maybe some of those actually change. It sounds like a portion or a good portion of it is going to get pushed out a year or two. But that's what was showing in the database as of the last update. Out in 2035, you can see the Unit 13 Cypress Point Area Water Distribution System with soft costs. That comes to about $2.1 million. And that's an area that did not get updated during the USDA project. And also, the estimate for meters is, I believe, 18 years. So in 2038, it's showing about $500,000 to replace meters. Getting out into the next 10-year period, out in 2042, you have some things with tank number 4, water treatment plant items there that amount to quite a bit, and the pump house, El Rancho, Ranchero pump house, valves, piping, vaults, hatches, all those things that amounted to about $87,000. In the next 10-year period, water distribution system to tank 6 and tank 6 to Pebble Beach Way is a pretty good chunk of money there in 2052. Meters again, so another 18 years goes by. So they have a replacement of all the meters, this time with escalation and everything. Instead of $499 the first time, it's $597 or $598 this time. Water distribution system tank 4 to Dorothy in 2057. Improvements to the water treatment plant structure, filters, so forth, 2057. Well 3 wellhead in 2060. So all of these items here in that 40-year period that are shown above amount to about $5 million, which accounts for about 75% of all the replacements in the 40 years. Moving on to the next page. So as I mentioned, the asset management plan replacement cost over 40 years is about $6.7 million. And as you saw, the most significant improvement in there is in 2035, the Cypress Point area upgrades at 2.1. So at the year end, based on the data that was available, we were showing reserves at about a little over 2 million. Part of those reserves are earmarked for our reserves fund policy, about $992,000. And you can see there, some of them are USDA restricted reserves. We have an emergency reserve account, operating reserves, and a capital asset reserve at the current time was showing $502,000, which covers all the replacement costs for assets with a useful life of 5 years or less. The initial balance in our capital asset reserves when I met last with Lee and Tyler was approximately $1.8 million. And it's going to be funded annually with additional reserves to cover the long-term capital replacements, the $6.75 million over 40 years. So a plan's been put together that I'm currently working on some revisions to the reserves policy and the operating reserves procedure. During the presentation a month or so ago during a board meeting, realized that based on the details of the tables, it got a little too complicated for to make it easier to understand. So I'm revising the structure of it so that it makes it a lot cleaner. And so I will be going over that once I complete it with Craig. And I believe Andy's going to be part of that discussion too on one of the standing committees that we're setting up. So obviously we're going to need to re-review the reserve accounts to make sure that they're updated and accurate based on current values, and also re-look at what we need to do as far as identifying the reserve account, bank account balances to make sure that we have an accurate plan going forward. So during the discussions of those policies, we talked about how over time, I'm still on the end of the previous page, how we fund the reserves policy over the 40 years. So based on the annual net income financial records for the past 7 years plus, it showed that we had a fairly substantial positive net income at the end of every year. And I believe Lee mentioned in her email that she sent out currently for this year, we're at about $163,000 in positive net income. So based on all that, the plan that was put forward, we showed $150,000 that would be added into the asset management plan annually. So that will also have to be discussed to make sure that that still holds. The next page, determining 2022 budgets and shareholder rates. So over the past year, there was a lot of discussion. The LRPC with support from the management and staff of Blue Lake Springs. We compiled data on local versus part-time water usage levels, comparison of the Blue Lake Springs rate structure to about five or six local agencies and about five or six Bay Area water agencies. We did some analysis of fixed versus variable costs, and also Tyler calculated the cost to produce water from Blue Lake Springs Water Company and the cost to purchase water from our wholesale agreement with CCWD. So just at a top level, local versus part-time, locals we found out were about 12%. Their average usage was about 12% greater than part-timers, basically because they're here all the time, using water pretty much every day, except when they go on vacation, I guess. So anyway, we had some discussion around that. Didn't really decide to make any changes based on that. So if you look at all the rate structures of Blue Lake Springs compared to all the other agencies, there were variations in the way their structures were set up. Most all of them had a base allocation of how much water could be used within a base rate, and then consumptive charges for their metered rate. And those varied. We were pretty much in the middle of the rate structures that we analyzed. Some were a little cheaper than ours, and some were more expensive than ours. Some of the other variations were for the water usage. There were several agencies that had multiple tiers in their rate structure. Because, in fact, CCWD has four tiers within theirs, and you pay from the first cubic foot of water. So there were a lot of variations like that, and we personally decided to stay with one tier. It's much more much easier to validate those rates compared to the cost of our water than if you have multiple tiers and trying to justify higher levels for higher usages from the meters. Fixed versus variable. Our variable was pretty consistent with prior year estimates. We were about 3% or 3.3% for variable costs compared to fixed costs. And variable and fixed, I'll describe how that comes into play in a minute. Cost to produce water versus CCWD cost to purchase the water. So based on the calculations a few months ago, cost to produce water by Blue Lake Springs was $1.90 per 100 cubic feet, and CCWD cost to purchase is $1.85 per 100 cubic feet. So the analysis of all those things was presented to the board of directors and taken into consideration as we developed the budget and rate structure. So the things that we proposed in the overall rate structure to not change from 2021 were that the rate structure would continue to be cost-based. Rates will collect fixed costs from fixed charges and variable costs from the meter rates. There will be no change in the base rate water allocation of 100 or 350 cubic feet per month, and we will continue to charge consumptive charges based on a flat one-tier meter rate. USDA loan repayment is included in the shareholders' overall rate. The rates will make sure that we fund the required levels of system maintenance and capital replacements, and rates will account for maintaining sufficient reserve funds. So those are all the things that from 2021 to 2022 all stayed the same. And the following changes in 2022 were proposed by the Long Range Planning Committee and agreed to by the Board of Directors. We recommended a modest 2022 rate increase consistent with inflation and providing income to meet our total estimated expenses. So if you look at 2022 expenses, the estimated expenses, they're 2.1% greater than our 2021 budget. And the approved 2022 shareholder base rate increase was 2.2%. So it's very, very close to our estimated increase in expenses for this year. The consumptive meter rates ideally should be at a level where the income generated from the meter usage covers the Blue Lake Springs cost of providing that water. So based on the analysis that I just mentioned a minute ago, the cost for us to produce it is $1.90 per 100 cubic feet. The cost to purchase CCWD wholesale water is $1.85 per 100 cubic feet. So based on that, we discussed several levels of increase to the metered rate. And based on those discussions and what was presented to the board, the committee and the board agreed to a 9.4% increase in the metered rates from $1.60 per 100 cubic feet to $1.75 per 100 cubic feet. So during that discussion, we discussed that the rate increase that was approved by the board was an incremental approach that gets us closer to our cost, rather than a 20% increase or whatever it would have been to get to our cost. We're approaching it on an incremental base for a couple years or 2 or 3 years. Moving on to the Long Range Planning Committee. So dating back, the Planning Committee was first organized in July of 2013, and the first meeting was the next month, August 5th, 2013. It's an advisory committee to the board, and we provide recommendations on all kinds of different subjects, long-term water supply, demand management strategies, budgets, rates, reserves, and so forth, that all got incorporated into our charter. Over the past 8 years, the committee, and along with Blue Lake Springs management and staff, have remained consistently focused and committed to meeting our goals, and many of which were long-term, the USDA project, involving teaming with multiple outside agencies and spanning several years. These included increasing our water supply through additional wells, reaching a wholesale water agreement with CCWD, completing the USDA project with long-term government financing, and formally implementing the Reserves Fund Policy and Asset Management Plan. With all of these accomplishments, our financials are still in great shape, and it's notable that our reserves in the $2 million range are significantly greater than our total bank account balances were back in the beginning of the committee. So a lot of accomplishments by a lot of people. The next page describes what's been discussed and was approved in the last board meeting. Rather than having one long-range planning committee with a single chairperson, it was decided to, along with good information that Andrew provided to us as far as standing committees and how they work, we reviewed and approved the standing committee approach in the May board of directors meeting. As you can see there, there's actually six of them. I think only five are shown on my screen, but we have the finance and rates committee, or standing committee, that oversees annual rate adjustments, reserves, and cash flow. And part of that committee, Craig Lutz is the lead, and Bill Cover is also assists that as treasurer. Infrastructure and facilities oversees asset management and new facilities. Same two people are overseeing that standing committee. We have a new one that came up during all this discussion, investment management, that assesses, reviews, researches, and recommends to the board investment strategies and specific investments that should be made to safeguard shareholders' monies and maximize returns on those monies. That was incorporated based on a new statement of investment policy that was generated a couple months ago and reviewed and approved by the board. And on that one, I'm showing Craig Lutz, Bill Cover, and Andy Rich. Communications is being occurs with the Blue Lake Springs office staff, and that's taking care of the bubbler, water usage reporting, and shareholder outreach. Personnel, employee salaries, performance, and bonuses, Andy Rich and Bruce Sutter are overseeing that standing committee. And finally, the Water Supply Conservation and Outreach that looks at long-term water supply issues, conservation matters, including high water use customers, is the oversight of that one is Jeff Jones and Sharon Tobias. So a lot of that is repetitive, but so over the next month or two, now that hopefully my schedule is relaxing a little bit, I plan to put together files for each of these different standing committees that I'm going to pass along to the water company and the folks involved in each of the committees, so that you have files that might be helpful as you move forward. And I'll also be working, as I mentioned, the reserves fund policy and reserves fund operating procedure with Craig and Andy. Any questions?
Just a comment, Tom, from Jeff. Joe Morgan will be joining Sharon and I in the Water Supply Conservation Outreach Committee.
Oh. All right. Thanks, Joe. Anything else?
Thank you, Tom, for that detailed report and for all of your work over the years.
You're welcome.
It's great to know we're in such great hands. We're going to miss you. Please come back anytime.
Yeah, we're already getting plenty of offers, and it's hard to pass up offers to go up to Arnold. So
great.
I'm sure we'll be up there.
It's cooler in Arnold in the summer.
Right.
Especially in home. Well, thank you again for everything you've done for the water company.
You bet.
All right, the next, we can't do any other business. I guess we can take questions. Anybody has any questions? So, comments?
Sharon, I got a question.
Yes.
What do we have any idea what the general membership thinks of the water company?
That is a great question. Judging from the fact that nobody's here today, only one person from the general public is here besides yourself. I'm hoping that means that they're not worried about the condition of the water company, that the water is coming out of the tap and they're happy with us. But I don't see anything on Nextdoor that makes me think that we're not performing well. Does anybody have any thoughts on that?
I would just look at the number of customer complaints we've had. I don't think we've had very many at all since I've been on the board relative.
Right.
So they're not complaining. I don't know what they think.
Exactly. I think that's normally what we would get about the cost or what we provide, or that their water was, there's turbidity in the water. Those are the types of complaints we get. And I haven't seen anything in a long time. Is that correct, Tyler?
Yes, that's completely correct. I agree with you, Sharon, that there hasn't been enough people coming in to say negative things to us, especially water quality, rates, anything of that sort. Usually it's just questions on their trees, the drought, things of that sort.
I think we would probably, hopefully next year, we hope to have a combined meeting with the go back to what normal pre-COVID conditions where we have a meeting at the HOA with the HOA where we start first and then they do their presentation and then we could get more of the public involved. But I think that since the project's over and everything's going well, I'm hoping it means that they're happy with us or not displeased. Maybe that's a.
Yeah, I've not heard anything, and I listened for that. One thing is that, you know, we have the bubbler, which is a communications thing, it's simple and it clearly states kind of where we are, et cetera, your philosophy, and they can reach out to it easily. So I think putting good emphasis on the communications will keep that good reputation.
That's a great point, Joe. Thank you. Is there anything else? Did our guest leave, Ms. Schultz? Thank you for being here, Joanne. Are you on the HOA board? Anyway, hopefully in next year we can do a combined meeting and get more of the public involved. So.
Yeah, so, Joanne is on the HOA board. She's the financial person on the board, but she's due to leave the board.
Sorry, I was on. I had my earphones in, so I was on mute.
Okay. I didn't mean to speak for you.
I did not. I did not realize that y'all couldn't hear me. No, yes, I am on the board. This is my last meeting in June, and I'll bring that up because that's how we first learned about the Mutual Water District was at the combined meeting. So. I think it's important to do that and continue that combination.
I think so too, since we provide, you know, we have the same population. That, you know, we can't exist without the HOA, without the shareholders, so who also belong with HOA. So we were disappointed we couldn't make it work this time, that it didn't work with our tradition has always been to have the annual meeting on the first Saturday of June. So due to COVID, we couldn't move ours to June 18th. So anyway, nice to meet you, Michelle.
Very nice to meet all of you. And I will say out loud that I know how difficult the asset management side of the organization is and managing the investments and the cash flow and all of that. So great job from where you started in 2013. It really, and I'm one of those homeowners that's not particularly worried about y'all. I think y'all are doing a great job. So, and we have our little hydrants out here, so we're very happy. All is going well. So I think your assessment of that is good, that you haven't heard anything. So no news is probably good news.
Thank you, Joanne.
Yeah, thank you for your time and thank you for your words. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate being able to participate. Thank you, Bruce, for pushing me. So, alrighty.
All right. So, if there's no other comments or questions, I'm going to suggest. I think, do we have to take a motion to adjourn the meeting? Except we're not even in a meeting, right?
Yeah, I think that's right, Sharon. We don't need to take a motion to adjourn the meeting. We'll just adjourn to July 9th. And just as an explanation to everyone and a reminder, since we did not have a quorum at this meeting, we'll pick back up on July 9th at the normal time for the director's meeting. And if we've had enough proxies come in between now and July 9th, then we'll continue on with the shareholders meeting. And Jeff Jones will get his moment in the spotlight as director of elections and announce the voting results. We'll also have an opportunity to approve the minutes from last year. If we don't achieve a quorum, then we'll move immediately into the director's meeting and talk about next steps at that point.
Thank you, Andrew.
I have one question. So those of us that our terms are up, so we would not be able to participate in the July 9th director's meeting?
Oh, you'll be participating.
You should come.
I mean, we won't be able to vote, right?
No, because the first thing we're going to do is I'm assuming the first thing we do is state if we have a quorum and do the voting results. And if not, we go into the director's meeting and deal with it there. Because there are bylaws that will cover us.
That's exactly right, Sharon. And for the directors who are up for re-election, yes, you should go ahead and attend both the shareholder and the director's meeting. Because as Sharon said, the first issue on the agenda will be what to do about the vacancies on the board. So that will be the first thing that is taken up at the director's meeting. So you should attend.
Yeah. And go ahead, Tom.
What was the date of that again?
July 9th.
July 9th. Okay, thanks.
And I think at the end of the board of directors meeting, we'll have a organizational meeting? Or does it just get combined in the board of directors meeting, Andrew?
It will likely all be combined. We'll take up the organizational meeting as part of the directors meeting.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Well, thank you, everybody. I look forward to seeing everybody on July 9th, maybe in person. I hope to be there. So I think that's all I have. Thank you again for being here this morning and giving your time to the water company. And thank you for everything you've done throughout the year.
Pray for rain.
Yeah. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Good to see you. Bye-bye.